welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's start with the big news of the week. Josh Scobie traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bold move or the right move?
Well, I think it's the move that was made because Jason Myers won the job. I mean, there's some people who say, well, trying to get rid of Scobie, how could you do this? He's a fan favorite. All those things are true. But you had a young guy who I think had really outkicked him in camp and had kicked very well in the preseason game. So they got a six-round pick for him. So I think in that sense, the right move.
Well, the play here is still for the future. I mean, these are the people are excited about this year. You know, they're looking for 2016 and beyond. And you know, you drafted Josh with a fifth-round pick 12 years ago, 11 mm-hmm. years ago. And now you get a sixth-round pick from him. It made too much sense. It stinks to see him go because we all like him so much. But the reality of it is you had to make that move.
A lot of pressure on him. If he misses that first kick, oof. But Josh would have missed kicks too. This is a long-term decision for the Jets.
He missed kicks last year.
Yep.
It's another reason why they went looking for a guy.
Arguably a bigger story this week, though, is Julius Thomas. He might have had a setback with the recovery with his hand injury, and he could be out up to 4 weeks or so, maybe coming back week four almost. That's a bummer for this offense.
You bet it is. I mean, it's a bummer for this team because now you're going into the regular season opener in a season for which you have heightened expectations, if not playoff, without your number one draft choice in Dante Fowler in mm-hmm. a position of great need all of a sudden, and without the guy you spent the most on, the weapon to give to your young quarterback. Now, again, the place for the future here, smart move is to be cautious with him. Long season, you know, got him for more than just 1 year. But, yeah, it's a bum deal.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose him for the entire season at the expense of a few games. You'd rather have him out. My understanding was it was going to be very iffy for him to play the opener, little iffy for him to play week two anyway. There's a chance this really only sets you back a week or two, and it is a bummer, but, again, long-term decision.
Jaguars, Redskins to finish the preseason. So last chance for a lot of guys to make the 53, the final roster. What do you have to show in the last game if you're on the bubble?
Well, special teams and speed. And this is a game where all the fans who hate preseason games, all the media who hate preseason games, it's not about the starters in this game. Teams need the fourth week, especially the fourth week, to decide that roster. So you're looking at some bubble spots, fifth wide receiver, Brian Walters, Tony Washington, things like that. But for the most part, defense, special teams, guys who can run.
I'm looking to see numbers, you know. I mean, how many offensive and defensive mm-hmm. linemen do you keep in a game that is decided in many respects by the big guys up front? Do you have room without Josh Wells now to keep both Austin Pazdur and Sam Young? Both have played well at times around here. Pazdur's a guy who can play guard. Young is a guy who can play both tackles. You know, you're looking at backup linebacker, Thurston Armbrister, Jeremiah George. Mm-hmm. With Leroy Reynolds down, what do you do there? So I think you've got a lot of interesting competition, and some of that will shake out. We all think, well, you're going to keep 9 of this or 10 of that based on what they've done. Dave Caldwell has shown that he is not against doing things unconventional.
It almost never works out the way we think it
exactly.
is. And it's not just because we don't know anything. It's just because there's usually numbers games and they're juggling. So, interesting weekend coming up.
A busy week already, and the Jaguars will face the Redskins Thursday at FedEx Field. And that's it for now on Jags of the Roundtable.